Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and I have to tell you, I am actually out and about, traveling, doing all sorts of fun things today. I'm sort of on vacation, but would not have missed this for the world, I'm telling you. I am in beautiful, sunny California and am so happy to be here. I have left Kentucky for the next 2.5 weeks. I hear they're getting snow, so I'm trying not to laugh at my husband that I have sunshine. I am at a writer's retreat, so we have no idea what things may come up in the background. If you hear dogs, children, explosions, I don't know. Don't be alarmed. We're here having a great time, and we're happy to have you here with us. Young adult fiction has grown, grown in popularity, making books cool with teens and young adults. You know, Twilight, Beautiful Creatures, Hunger Games, you know, they have set the stage for young adult fiction to grow. But the question is, you know, who is the next big thing in adult fiction? Who is writing something both unique and exciting? Well, today you just may find your next YA author, because we're talking to an amazing author with a truly unique story. Mindy Arnett is here with us. Welcome, Mindy.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, tell me, where are you currently located? What state are you in?
I am in Ohio, and I'm about an hour away from Kentucky, so I'm a little envious of that California weather you got going on there.
You know, my husband's actually from Tip City outside of
Okay.
Kansas. Yeah, we love Ohio. We go to Ohio all the time. I really do. Ohio people are fantastic. Go Buckeyes. There you go.
Yes, and I'm from Dayton, so not far from Tip City. So.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Oh, I know. Yeah, I try not to let him know just exactly how beautiful. You know, I just have to tell a little white lie so he doesn't feel so bad. Like, oh, but it's cold, you know. Yeah, no, it's actually gorgeous, and I'm really happy to be here. And, you know, I am at a writer's retreat and just talking to some amazing authors, and I actually talked about your book yesterday. We were talking about young adult fiction. And, you know, somebody was talking about, you know, there seems to be a lot of repetitive stuff and, you know, they're really looking for something different. And I said, well, let me tell you this, there is nothing like this book. There's nothing like, and so I told them a little bit about the book, and I won't go into it because I want you to talk about it. But yeah, we had a conversation about your book at my writer's retreat, and everybody was very excited about it. Now, before we go too far, I just want to invite our listeners to join us. We have the live chat session open. You're welcome to send us some questions or make some comments, and I'll share that. Or, of course, you can call in, and the number is 646-200-4071, and we'd be happy to invite you into the show and talk with us. After the show, you can download the podcast or come over to readersentertainment.com tomorrow and check out the blog that will accompany the podcast. And I know a lot of our listeners like to check out our guest website while we're chatting, and I want to make sure that I give that to you. And honestly, you have got to go see this website, and we're going to talk a little bit about why this website's so special a little bit later on in the program. But, you know, if you want to go check it out, as soon as you get there, you're going to know. It's www.mindyarnett.com. I'm going to spell that out for you. So it's M as in Mary, I N as in Nancy, D E E A R N as in Nancy, ETT.com. And don't worry, I'll make sure that we get that URL up on Readers Entertainment when we put the blog up. But, you know, you can Google it too. You can go ahead and Google her too, and you can find it that way. But definitely you're going to want to check out the website, especially after once we start talking about it. You're going to want to go check that out. Mindy, can you kind of – let's go ahead and get started. And I want to have you kind of give us a synopsis of your novel, The Nightmare Affair.
Okay. Thank you for all those nice things you said previously. The Nightmare Affair is about my main character's name is Dusty. She's 16, and she's a perfectly ordinary teenage girl who happens to be half human and half nightmare, which is where the title comes from. And a nightmare is based on the folkloric creatures that sit on your chest and feed on your dreams and give you nightmares. And in my world, in Dusty's world, she has to feed on dreams in order to refuel her magic. And so she's sent out regularly. It's kind of controlled by the government who she feeds on. And at the beginning of the novel, she's sent to feed on someone that she knows. It's a guy that she had a crush on in high school, in her old high school. And when she's, so, of course, it's horribly embarrassing because she has to go and sit on his chest in the beginning. But then she visits his dream and finds out that he's dreaming about a murder that happens at her high school, which is a magical, it's a school for magical people. And then afterwards, she finds out that the murder has come true. And then she learns that her and Eli have the ability to predict dreams, to predict future in dreams. And then they have to kind of set out to stop the murder. So it's very mysterious, Nancy Drewish kind of story.
I love that, Nancy Drewish. I love that. Now, a girl who is actually a nightmare in the flesh, where did you come up with that idea?
I first learned about the ideas of nightmares long ago when I was about 12. One of my favorite writers wrote a story about nightmares, but in more of the sense of the horse part of it, the mare part. And it was a short story. It was a scary story, and the nightmare was a demon, but that took on horse flesh. And I always loved it when I was a kid. And then a couple of years ago, I was researching stories for my own short stories, and I was looking for monsters to play the role in one of my stories, and I happened to come across nightmares again in a Wikipedia search, and I saw a picture. If you go to Wikipedia and you query nightmares, you'll see a picture of a famous Henry Fuseli painting called The Nightmare, and it has this girl, this woman who's laying on a bed, and it's very dramatic, and there's this really ugly, demon-ish creature sitting on her chest. I love it. It's completely creepy and gothic. And I thought, well, you know, what would happen if that creature wasn't this ugly, horrible thing, but, you know, a girl and somebody perfectly ordinary who just really happens to have a really crappy job? Because I think that would be kind of horrible to have to do that night after night, especially if you consider yourself pretty normal, which Dusty does. But anyway, so as soon as I had that idea, that's where it all came together. And before you know it, I had a book on my hands.
Now, talk a little bit about magic kind, which is mentioned in the book, and about the academy, too.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, once I decided that the main character in my book was a nightmare, I asked myself, well, what kind of a world is this, you know, where we have, you know, a person that can be half human and half nightmare? And that just kind of led into the idea that all folkloric creatures might be real. And so I came up with the term magic kind. And there are sirens in my world and mermaids and demons in the kind of Buffy sense, not in the Christian sense. And there are, oh, goodness, witches and wizards, of course, in the kind of Harry Potter way. And they all just live together, and they live among humans all the time, and we don't know it. They've learned to kind of integrate themselves with us and live fairly ordinary lives so we don't notice them. And that's where the idea of magic kind came from. And Arkville Academy is the school that Dusty goes to once she realizes that she really is capable of magic, which doesn't happen right away for her. It happens a little bit later because she is half human. So when that happens, she gets sent to Arkwell. And Arkwell's purpose is to teach magic kind kids how to live in the human world and how to integrate. So it's very, it's a magical place. They cast spells, they learn, you know, different things here and there, but they also study English and math and science. They have computers, they have cell phones, they have radios, they have school dances with, you know, ordinary kind of pop music. They watch, you know, human movies like, you know, The Joker is referenced in Batman and so on and so forth. So that's kind of the world. It's a little bit different, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It's really fun.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about your heroine, Dusty. She's 16. Now, what kind of challenges does she have? Does she, you know, have the same issues as a normal human girl would have? What kind of problems or advantages does her magic give her as a teen?
She definitely has very normal human human teenage problems. You know, the ideas of fitting in and the cliques and, you know, just the things that we all have experienced going to school. And I think what the magic does is it heightens that a little bit. For example, when she starts going to the school, this is something that's happened before the novel started, she accidentally transforms a girl into a snake. It's a perfectly honest mistake. She did not mean to do it, but the girl, of course, was really offended. And she becomes the mean girl in the story. She just hates Dusty for having done this to her. You know, Dusty's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it, but what can you do? And I think those kinds of things happen in high school a lot, you know, where you take a misstep and you pay for it for a long time. But, you know, of course, with magic, you can take that misstep pretty far. And I think a lot of that stuff happens for Dusty. But, yeah, she struggles. But she's not typically angsty. You know, I think she's kind of just kind of average. It's kind of the way I see her and the way that she's written on the page. She sees herself as pretty ordinary with ordinary problems.
So is there a romance in this book? I know there's a guy that she thinks is hot. Is there a romance? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, there is a romance. It is definitely a subplot to the mystery. And the romance is very much in the will they or won't they variety, a la Castle, or if you're talking back in the day, Moonlight, you know, that where you know that the two people are attracted to one another, but they just, you know, they're not together. So the majority of the romance takes that kind of a form. I won't say who it's with, although you can probably guess. But she also has other people that she's interested in because she's in high school, so she's meeting other boys, their school dances to go to, and so on and so forth. So it's definitely a part.
Now, I know the advanced reader copy was made available in January, so I'm very interested in what the feedback has been so far. What are people loving the most about this book?
I don't read a lot of reviews. It's just kind of, I think reviews are for readers. But what people tell me the most often is that they just think it's really fun and that it's a fun book, which is very gratifying to me as a writer because that is what I want people to experience. You know, some books you want people to experience, you know, deep emotions, like, you know, kind of The Fault in Our Stars kind of a book. And I just want my book to be just fun in that really magical, mystical, mayhemish kind of way. And that's primarily what I've been hearing back from people, which is really great.
Well, definitely the fun, the book is a good time. You know, you sit there and it's very entertaining, very enjoyable, very, you know, you don't want to put it down. You want to find out what's going on. So I totally agree with that. And I have seen some of the reviews. Since you don't look, I will tell you they're all wonderful. So
yay, thank you.
Yay, I know.
I mean, I glance and I'm very sensitive and, you know, I understand that the book isn't for everybody, and I don't want anyone to feel like they can't be honest about that. And so I just, you know, if they want to tell me they love it or if they want to tell me they hate it, that's great. But I try not to seek it out. That's all.
Well, you know, the premise is amazing. And, you know, I mentioned earlier in the show that I'm at a writer's retreat and we were talking about YA yesterday. And I chose your book as my example of, you know, something that's really new and fresh. And I'm telling you, everybody that was listening was just captivated and had questions. It's like, well, you know, how does that work out? And, you know, how can you sit on somebody's chest and not wake them up? I mean, they were, you know,
yeah,
they were really interested in, you know, how your world is created. And it is, it's really fresh and really interesting. And, you know, I hope that everybody will, you know, will definitely give this book a try because I know they're going to love it. But now, this is going to be a series, right? Can you talk about that?
Yes, it is a series. Book two is already written, and we're hoping to start edits on it very soon. I'm not allowed to say the title yet because none of that's been approved. And right now, it's due to be three books. Whether or not that will be the end, I really don't know yet because we're just starting. But definitely it is a series that has an arc, which I think is established very clearly in the first book. I mean, the first book stands on its own. It has, you know, it has a satisfying ending, I believe, in terms of, you know, storytelling. But it sets it up for the arc of the whole series. And you can expect in the next book that it will start out fairly similar, though Dusty will be faced with a mystery that she and her friends must try to solve. And in the midst of solving this other mystery, they'll be dealing with the aftermath of the events that happened in book one.
Now, I was reading about you on your website, and I have a very important question. This is very important to me.
Okay.
Sam or Dean, and why?
Okay, my favorite question. Dean, 100% all the way. And the why, he is just he has the best lines. I mean, he's funny. He's still, but he's tough. He's very macho. I personally think he's more handsome than Sam. You know, that's a personal thing. And so I understand people that prefer Sam, but he just entertains the living crap out of me. Like, I just watch him and I just laugh. And when he cries, I just feel like my heart's being ripped out. And I love the actor. I love the show. And I just love that character, that kind of, you know, hard of gold, but a little rough around the edges kind of character. And I think that Dean is just perfect.
Absolutely. And for those of you who don't know Sam or Dean, I suggest you try out a show called Supernatural. And you know, I was cracking up when I was going through your website's very fun too. And I thought I saw that you like Supernatural. Well, that kind of makes sense too with your whole world of who knows what you're going to find, you know, what's going to come up, you know, in your world. So
yeah.
I thought, well, that's perfect.
I have a little affair with horror stories in general. Most of my writing before I started selling novels were horror stories, short stories. So, yeah, definitely I'm all about that, especially the more supernatural sense of it, you know, ghosts and monsters and whatnot. So, yeah,
now, have you ever been to Comic-Con in San Diego?
I haven't. It is on my I will do this before I die list.
Oh.
It's just a matter of time, I guess. I keep saying, oh, I'm going to go this year, and I haven't made it yet, but I'm telling you it's going to happen in the next couple of years.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, reading your book, I could totally see it as a graphic novel, and I actually get to go to Comic-Con in San Diego for the first time in my life this year.
Yeah.
And I already know, because I have friends who are going, that YA is, especially the paranormal YA, is it's so extremely popular right now, and just wondered, you know, do you get that sense too? And if so, why do you think this type of book is so popular?
That is a really hard question. I don't know if I know the answer to that, why it's popular. I think that there's, well, being a geek has become cool. I mean, really, in the last couple of years, you know, the sci-fi and fantasy and that type of story has really come to the forefront. I don't know why it took it so long. Maybe it's movies had something to do with it, the fact that we can now produce really awesome movies about fantasy, like Lord of the Rings wasn't made for so many years because you just couldn't make it. You know, the technology just wasn't there. And now it is, and I think people are just, you know, minds can be set on fire on this idea of a different world. And I think that, you know, those kinds of stories are really powerful because they're dealing in metaphor. I'm a huge Josh Whedon fan, which is pretty obvious if you read any of my stuff or visit my website. And he started with Buffy and very much was, you know, telling real hard high school, teenage, growing up experiences, but doing it behind this veil of, you know, vampires and this very extreme and exaggerated metaphors that are going on. And I think that's just very appealing for young people in general. You know, I just, and old people like myself, and I'm not that old, but you know what I mean. There's just an appeal of being able to look at something through a veil in a kind of a prism instead of it being so real and in your face. I think that's a little bit harder to deal with sometimes.
Right.
So maybe that's why, but I don't know. And also maybe it's just because it's fun. So,
you know, I know we have a lot of people who are listening in. I'm sure they're fans, and they're probably wanting us to talk a little bit about you. So, you know, let's talk about you. Broken nose, horses, animal sofa, and all. Tell us everything.
Yeah.
I want to hear it
all.
Well,
I sound a little strange when you talk about it that way. I guess I've always been a little adventurous, not as much as my sister perhaps, but I'm a huge horse lover. Horses are in my blood. I was, you know, born literally wanting horses and whatnot. And so I love animals in general. And then the boxing thing and the broken nose thing, I like to box. I started off doing it kind of as a workout, and I went to a real gym here in Dayton that has real boxers. And, you know, I was just, it's just fun. I mean, honestly, just to go in there and spar and hit something and have somebody hit you back. And the nose breaking was purely an accident. I was boxing with a professional boxer, and we were sparring, and he wasn't wearing headgear, and he accidentally headbutted me and broke it the first time. But I just think it's fun. I think that I'm always looking for a way to tell stories better, and I like to try things to see what it's like, even if I only do it one time. You know, I think it's really a good experience. Like I'm going to do it someday list. I want to learn how to fence. I want to learn how to do archery, drive a race car, you know, all kinds of things that are outside of the normal everyday for me. I'm kind of drawn to that. And with the horses, I like to do eventing. I just got started in it, but that's very adrenaline, and you're jumping and going really fast. And so there's a little bit of that wild side to me. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit.
You know, I actually just had a friend of mine tell me there is some kind of a weekend course that you can take where they actually will let you drive a race car on a real racetrack.
Yep, I have heard, although I think my husband would shoot me if he didn't get to do it first. So that one might have to wait just a little bit.
You know, why can't that be your anniversary present
week? Well, maybe, you know what, maybe it will. That would be fun. That is the kind of thing that we would probably do to celebrate our anniversaries. Although he worries about me, to be honest. He loves him to pieces. He was very not so happy with the boxing. Because I was pretty serious about it for a little while. And I stopped because I started having my kids. And the nose breaking was not so much fun either.
Right.
I was pretty serious about it, and he didn't like that so much. But that's okay. He's allowed to feel that way.
Now, you have a blog on your website. What kind of things do you blog about?
Most recently, it's been mostly informational. I'm so busy with the book, the marketing and the, you know, excitement and the building that most that I've had time to do has been that kind of stuff. When I am not quite so busy, I talk about books that I love. I talk about TV shows that I love, Supernatural, Doctor Who, you know, those kinds of things. And I also do a lot of writing posts, and I hope to do more of them in the future, just little tidbits of stuff that I've discovered on my way. You know, I realize that aspiring is this, you know, I remember what it was. It wasn't so long ago that I was doing that and how much I appreciated, you know, debut authors and experienced authors talking about their techniques. And, you know, there's so many different techniques out there. And I think that sometimes for whatever reason, one person's experience will just resonate with you. And that's kind of my goal on my blog, to occasionally put those kinds of, this is how I do it, in case you were wondering or in case it works for you kind of posts.
Well, I think people are interested in that. You know, not everyone, you know, is a writer, and, you know, there are a lot of people who are readers, and that's what they love to do, but they're a little curious as to, you know, where their favorite characters come from or how, you know, where do you get an idea. So I think that's fun. I think that's a fun topic to talk about. Now, speaking of fun and your website, who did the artwork on your web? It is so cool.
Thank you. I'm sure she'll be happy to hear you say that. It was done by Kat York. She's a professional artist out of Tennessee that I just kind of randomly met not so very long ago. And we just have a great relationship. And, you know, she read the book for me, and I commissioned some artwork. And she came up with the header that you see on my blog, or on the website, with the phoenix. And there's lots of me in it, that the skulls and the books and the horse and the cat and that kind of whatnot. And you can find her at www.catyork.com. She has all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Cat with a C?
I'm sorry?
Cat with a C or cat with a K?
With a C.
Okay, good.
CatYork.com.
Fantastic.
And I would just, everyone should just check her out because she's awesome. And I do have to say that the website design and layout was done by Tessa Elwood, and she did the wonderful, I had that spacey background. And she kind of put the whole thing together for me. And you can find her at TessaElwood.com. And that's TessaElwood.com.
And I love it. You know, looking at your website, you have just a little bit of everything, even extra. It says extras over here. And again, I really do encourage people to go and check out this amazing amount. And I love the colors. I love the colors. I love the spacey background. I think it's very, very well put together and very YA-ish. You know, you go there and it's like, okay, I bet I know what she writes. So
very, that's great.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
Very nice. So now tell me, where else, besides your website and blog, can listeners go to learn more about your books or to interact with you?
All of my social media links are on the website. You can find them on the contact page. I am primarily the most active on Twitter, and my handle is Mindy Arnett, just like the website. And that's probably the easiest way to talk to me directly. I love Twitter. It's very, you know, short and sweet and chatty, and I kind of can be that way, chatty Kathy. I'm also on Facebook. I have an author page. Again, it's Mindy Arnett. I just recently started a Tumblr account. I'm not on there quite as often yet, would hope to be so more so in the future. But again, Twitter's probably the easiest way. And my email address is on the website as well if anyone wants to email.
Fantastic.
And I have a Goodreads account that you can check out too, although I don't go there very often. So.
Now, we have about 4 minutes and somebody has called, so I do want to go ahead and take the call. We just lost them, so maybe they'll call back. I was hoping that maybe your art person was going to call because I would love to find out about the inspiration for some of the stuff that that Kat does. So
okay.
She may call back. We still have 4 minutes, so definitely if you're listening in, you want to call, feel free to do that. Oh, here we go. Hi, you're on Readers Entertainment with Sheila and Mindy. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kat York.
Yay, we were just saying, I was hoping that you would call in. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I tried to call, and then I wasn't sure if I should wait on the line because I could hear you guys.
Oh, yeah, that makes it. It's almost like hearing echoes. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm so glad that you called. We were just looking at the website and the artwork, and we were giving out your website. But, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and about working with Mindy.
Well, let's start with working with Mindy because, gosh, it's been so fun to get to know her online. It's so fun to hear her voice.
Yeah, I know, and it's so strange when you've only ever had an online relationship to hear someone on the phone. So,
nice
to talk to you on the phone, Kat.
It's pretty cool.
So did you guys work
pretty
close
together?
Well,
yeah, Mindy approached me last year, just said, you know, I have a blog right now, but I'm looking to, put more into it and make it, you know, more flow together. And, we just had a couple of sketches. And we started off, actually, it was Mindy's sister that did her first blog. So I just took, like, what inspiration. I mean, it had some about, like, her books and her interests. And, I mean, it was really... It just the back and forth was fun for me. I was one of the best clients I feel I've had in a long time. I mean, she's very inspiring. Her blog was easy to read, and the Nightmare Fair is filled with imagery. So I just went from that.
And Kat got an early peek. She got to see it before it even went through most of the edits. And, I think that helped, especially, like, with the phoenix, which is a big character in the book. And she captured it so beautifully, I just have to say. It's gorgeous on the website, the way it looks. So.
Yeah, and your eye is drawn to it immediately. I really love that.
What's new? And the new website, the designer mixed my hand-drawn stuff with things that Tessa Elwood.
Yes.
I mean, I thought she did a fabulous job, too, on mixing the two ideas. I mean, Mindy also writes in science fiction, so, mixing the old-school monster stuff with and knights and classic traditional lore with like, this background that's in deep space, I thought that was pretty cool. She made me look good.
I love it. And your website's Kat, with a C, York.com. Well, Kat, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. It was fun. I love it when we get somebody who can call in and talk about stuff
so
behind the
Thanks
scenes.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And Mindy, we've got about 1 minute left, and I definitely want to at least ask you, I know you have the second book. What's next for you?
I'm not sure what exactly will be coming out first next. I have the sequel, which should be about, I assume will be out about a year from now because the Nightmare Fair comes out on Tuesday. And then sometime winter of 2014, my sci-fi YA thriller with Balder and Bray will be coming out, and that's a division of HarperCollins. And it's entitled Avalon. It's very Firefly-ish. It's about a bunch of teenage spaceship thieves and kind of their misadventures in the universe and gallivanting around. And It's a little bit different. Well, it's quite a bit different from the Nightmare Fair, but it's, it has the same level element of fun, I think. And I'm very, very excited about it. So I'm excited about all of them, of course, but that one in particular I'm very excited about too. So,
well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. And don't forget to find us at readersentertainment.com. Stop by and leave a comment or a question. I promise if you do that, I'll make sure Mindy knows and stops by. I'm your host, Sheila English, and happy reading, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.